come to order and let's stand for the pledge.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Evelyn, roll call please.
Okay, let's see, Susan.
She's here.
Is here, and Judy.
She's here.
And Inez is here. And Monzel is here. And I'm here, I think, okay. Is Christie going to be with us?
I haven't heard.
Okay, Mark?
I'm here.
Good. Any of these people?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are, down at the bottom there, okay.
Last but not least, Becky's here.
She should be at the top.
Yeah, and we'll see whether we get any of our regulars or not.
Yeah.
Okay, any special items or announcements?
I do have just a couple of things for special items and announcements. So, I think we have talked about it in here before. If not, I apologize, but the city is working and has been diligently working on a new website for several months now, and we are at the finish line. And so it has all been put together. We're in user testing right now. Mm-hmm. Staff who are called web editors, that includes like Jessica and myself, we've been working on it for the last few weeks to get everything loaded in there, making it look pretty. Our web managers, Nicole and Rose, and the IT team have been doing a phenomenal job working to get that done. And so we should be launching very, very shortly.
Wow, great.
And so hopefully by at the very latest by the end of the week, if not sooner. So the URL for the website will not change, so the city website will still be sanramon.ca.gov. So you'll go there, it's going to look completely different. Hopefully you will enjoy poking around on the website. It hasn't been the most user-friendly for the past, but now it's going to be much, much better. It's going to be much more robust, specifically from the senior side. I encourage all of you to go and look at that, take a peek. Lots and lots of stuff on there. I put a page for the Senior Advisory Committee on the senior site. The foundation has a page, and then when you go to the homepage for seniors, we have buttons that are big buttons that have pictures. So it's like senior nutrition program, trips and events, classes and programs, and all of this. And then it has the sidebar too. And so if you guys are at the very latest by the end of the week, as soon as tomorrow. It just depends on as we go through user testing. As you're looking through it, if you notice errors, just let me know. That's the only thing that we can guarantee is that there are going to be some little hiccups in it, just because when you're transitioning from one website to a completely new system, there's going to be things that, you know, maybe a broken link here or there or something. So please let us know if you come across anything, and we can fix that.
Right.
But it's very exciting. It's something that we've been working towards for a very long time.
Yes. Right.
Yes. And it looks really good. It looks really
secure,
good.
So people can't get in.
Yes.
And tweak it.
Exactly. And it's going to be much more dynamic. There's going to be some forms that are in there that you can fill out, and it shoots directly to staff and all sorts of stuff. So it's really, really cool.
Did they stay with the same group that started out a year ago? I mean, I know this guy came in and did a big presentation.
Oh, no, that was a different one. That was for the foundations and stuff. This is, they hired a firm that basically like took our content from the city website and put it into this new system. I want to say it's Civic Live. Something like that. I don't remember. Honestly, I don't remember. I just click on the link and it takes me there magically. And so I don't remember the name of the group that did it.
But do you know who I'm talking about?
I do, but yeah, that's a completely different sort of thing. But yes, yeah, so very exciting.
So tiny.
And so we are very excited that the website will be launching shortly.
Very nice.
And then the other announcement or reminder that I have is we do have a number of our committee members right now, actually just three that are up for, their terms are up in March, and hopefully they will be reapplying. So Monzel and Susan.
Mine is 2019.
Okay, well then maybe my form is wrong.
Yeah.
Let me verify. Because mine says 18. Okay, I'll check that. Monzel, yours is coming up? Does yours say 19?
Yeah.
Okay, so then I have a, and that one must have, we were moving some things around. And so, Monzel, yours is up, if that's even correct. And then, oh, you know what it was? Your information got bumped up to where Nancy's was, and it was the 8, and it was 18. And so, yeah, so it's Monzel and Christy. And then we have another, we have two alternates position open and another regular member. And so those applications are available now. So Monzel, I encourage you to reapply so that you can continue having a good time with us.
Yes, indeed.
You have one alternate open, because I'm an alternate.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes. Sorry.
It's all right.
And you said, default, he doesn't become...
Well, he has the option to...
Hey, knock it off.
Well, that's what they did to me, and I didn't...
You have the, when you're an alternate, you, and if we have a regular position that comes available, then I go to the alternate and ask if they're interested in becoming a regular member. If they say yes, then they become the regular member. That's what Christy did. Remember, she was an alternate, and then she came in as a full member, and then...
Nobody asked me.
I'm glad they did it. So, yes.
Okay.
And Sashi?
Shashi is no longer on the committee with us. He has, for a short term, he has moved to Danville. And so he doesn't meet the residency requirement for the committee.
Do you know how he's doing?
Yeah, he was here on Friday. He okay. looked really great. He bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, so doing much better. Okay. He said he was going to try to come in this morning. It just depended on if he could get a ride or not. But he was able to get set up with Lynx, and so he was able to get the van, get the Lynx bus to pick him up in Danville and bring him here on Friday, which was really nice.
Great.
Oh yeah,
good. And he still has to use the walker.
Yes, he is. Yes.
All right. And then you said, that,
yep.
Okay. This past 2 weeks, I was asked by Heidi to participate in a meeting called Our Community, and this was, the meeting was held on Monday, January 29th, and it was a discussion about diversity, equity, and inclusion in our community. And so it was a large group. I would say, were there more than 50 people?
I would say about 50.
About 50. Yeah. And I put there were about 50. Individuals representing men, women, teens, young adults, middle-agers, seniors, stay-at-home moms, stay-at-home dad, teachers, principals, lawyers, engineers, government employees, librarians, business people, retired persons, police and fire employees. Our city manager was there and our city mayor. Not our city attorney, I thought he might have been.
No, he wasn't there.
But anyway, most live in San Ramon, but there were others from the Tri-Valley area. So they didn't have to be necessarily from San Ramon.
Not for this meeting, no.
Not for that meeting. So anyway, and the meeting objectives were connecting and listening to our community members and leaders, learning and celebrating our community, differences and similarities, discussing and identifying our community, diversity, equity, and inclusion goals. And we introduced ourselves, where we were, how many years we had been here in the area, living or working, our full name. And then it was interesting, the majority had lived many years in the area. I'm talking, you know, 20 and up. And so I was one of the few that was just 4 years. But anyway, then we formed into smaller groups and talked about ourselves, identifying ourselves. They had a list of possibilities of what you could use. Gender identification, race, ethnicity, marital status, where you work, where you live, you have a family, et cetera, et cetera, neighborhood location. And then one person from each group did a recap of that group and what the differences and similarities were of the group. And it was interesting how each group, there were a lot of similarities, even though you might be male or female or retired or a teen or whatever. And so, and that was one of the objectives voiced by the chair, who was Mitchell. And he said he wanted to, his idea is that if we get to know someone, our neighbors, et cetera, even if we have different philosophical opinions or we don't like your team.
Oh, you know, let me identify with that one.
So, but whatever it is, we're not going to hate you or be or do terrible things, you know, because we differ.
Right.
And it's more likely that we'll be able to discuss it and be civil about it. And so it, that was part of the purpose of that. But also, then we talked about getting a common language and definitions for the community for diversity, equity, and inclusion. And one of the big questions was, from that, is what is the community, our community's North Star? How do we get there? So, you know, what's our goal? And several angles were discussed. Does the group want to stay grassroots, or does it want to become a, like this, an advisory committee, form an advisory committee? And there were pros and cons voiced by several people. And that one lady who was, I didn't get who her background was, but when she brought out that, what is the problem that we have in San Ramon? She said, I think we need to zero in on what is the problem before we can start coming up with solutions. And I thought, that's very good, because if you don't know what the problem is, you're wandering around everywhere. But anyway, but then it was, well, did we want to meet again, or did we want to stay grassroots or form a committee? So I think the general consensus was that we wanted to think about this and meet again. So there's going to be another meeting in March, I think, and to see where we are. Anyway, but going through the process, I thought about our committee and one of our goals that we've established for this year, and it's to hold a monthly outreach meeting with new and current center users to foster relationship building and share information about different cultures, which is kind of what that was. And, you know, we had our first one last month, and I think the underlying reason for that goal was to learn about each other and find out who we are here, where we're from, what our differences, what our similarities are, what we want from the center, et cetera. So I thought that was, and I wanted to give this report to you because I'm the senior representative. So.
Can I add a little bit to
that?
Oh,
certainly.
First of all, really good report. So what is interesting is that there's been a smaller group of folks who've been meeting probably a year to talk about diversity in our community. Are we being inclusive? You know, are we including everybody? And so it's been going on for a little bit to talk about, yes, are there, we feel, a lot of folks feel like we've got it pretty good in San Ramon, you know, it's in the greater Tri-Valley, that we're very welcoming and so forth. But we've seen some things come up at the high schools and so forth that have raised concerns, and you know, not huge deal breakers, but we'd rather have the community come together to talk about how we remain an inclusive community and become more inclusive, so that we can be ahead of the curve. And so we've been talking about for this for a while. So this meeting that we invited Inez to represent, you know, herself and all the things that make her wonderful, and including the Senior Advisory Committee, was a larger group of folks who we tried to hit a lot of different segments of our community and be really inclusive with this bigger discussion. So I want to thank you for going to that. So that was really, so very cursory, and part of this process will be to look at, number one, what is diversity? Because, you know, I've been pushing along that diversity is a very multifaceted thing. Sometimes when folks think about diversity, they just think about cultural or ethnic diversity, and they don't realize it's ability diversity. It's, you know, gender identity. It's, you know, socioeconomic diversity. We have so many things that make Heidi Kenniston Lee who she is, or make Inez Mahone who she is, you know, and we want to be a community that welcomes that, those differences. And so it's very preliminary, but it was a very positive, I mean, we had big wigs from, and it was interesting because when we introduced ourselves, as Inez alluded to, nobody was allowed to say who, what group they were with, or, you know, I'm VP of so-and-so or whatever. We wanted it to be kind of an even playing field of just kind of bring yourself to the table. And it was very nurturing. It was really positive. And so it'd be interesting to see folks evaluate where we are, where we want to go, you know, where we want to be as a community. And so, you know, I invited Inez because I felt like you guys really needed to have a voice at that table. And so I'm really pleased that she was able to go. And so it'll be neat to have her come back to your group with reports on where that's going and where maybe she needs some feedback from you guys. Yeah.
I don't know if the city has done anything with this at all, but a lot of corporations are doing training in unconscious bias. And it's a really good add-on to the whole, because diversity kind of just, as you were saying, kind of stays up here. And when you really look at that, the unconscious bias, there's a whole other layer. So, like I said, I don't know if the city's done stuff for the...
So what you need to know is that this is not a city effort at this point. This is literally an ad hoc group that has come together. Yes, the mayor, obviously, he's, you know, he wants to be part of that discussion because he loves that we're a welcoming community. But it is not formal. So one of the tasks of this group will be, as Inez alluded to, is that we'll need to figure out, do we keep it kind of broader and kind of informal and then push suggestions and feedback to formal groups? Or do you go the task force on the way to an advisory committee route, right? So to answer your question, I'm sure a lot of those folks, perhaps who've been in corporate, they've gone through a lot of that diversity training, but it's nowhere near there at that point. And it's not even a formal city entity at this point.
Was the LGBT community?
Yes. You know, I don't know if anybody knows Steve Mason. Does anybody know him? He has been very active and president at one point. I don't know if he is currently of the LGBT group, PFLAG.
Right.
Yeah, and I actually worked with him first when I was chair of the Santa Maria Valley Council PTA's Inclusion and Diversity Committee, when I wanted to get his voice into the parenting conference and into the whole dialogue regarding inclusion. And so, so he was there. In fact, he wasn't going to be able to be there because he was going to have back surgery. And he goes, the doctors put off my back surgery. I can come. So he was so and you know what? That room was packed. People were really excited about being part of that discussion. And it's not like we have this major crisis going on that we had to bring everybody together. It's like, it's a value that we all, many of us hold dear, and it was neat to see everybody come together. And I cannot tell you, because you guys know me, I'm always with the seniors on the front row, like, okay, are the seniors involved? Let's get our senior community involved. And so Inez is, you know, was there. And
so she sent an email and said, sure, I'll be happy to come.
That's great.
Anyway.
So, I mean, it is a kind of an important thing that you guys should be aware of. So thank you, Becky, for allowing us to take a little bit of time.
It prevents problems.
It does. Yeah. It does, yeah.
Because we're changing awfully fast.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, I mentioned it in the report. A lot of these diverse people, all of us, it seemed like, some of them have been in the community, like they said, 20 years, and they've seen the changes, and some of them mentioned it in the small groups about how they were not spoken to or kept out of things when they first came. And that's changed over the years. But, and it's something like one in the groups, and you don't think about that, and not in San Ramon, but yes, it did happen. And so, but that's not been like recently, it's been like, you know, over 20 years here. So that was, and again, for the LGBT community,
right.
That's changed. You know, there was no, the acceptance was not there 20 years ago, 15 years ago, so. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was.
It wasn't there on No-I-8 either. Yeah. It was very ugly around here.
Yeah, and I wasn't here, so you know, I've just been here 4 years.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
No.
So, and what happened in the high school was just last year. You know, the graffiti, and that was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That was very scary, and so it's. To me, I was like, wow, and San Ramon, you know, and I'm like,
yeah.
And part of this is really a lot about communication and information sharing too. A lot of the folks who've been in on this beginning discussion were completely unaware of some of the really neat things that the school district is doing that unless you have kids in the district or you really kind of reach out and look for it, you may not know that they've got a whole edition on culturally responsive learning and teaching. And so part of this will be kind of getting a baseline of what is it we are, good things we are doing right now to figure out what other communities doing. Beaverton, Oregon, for example, is one that there's been some benchmarking done on, that they've done some things around formalizing a diversity entity within the city. So it's, we could talk about this all day, but it's really interesting stuff, and I'm sure Nez will keep you in the loop.
Yeah, perfect.
Great.
Thank you, Nez.
And then any suggestions from the box, in the boxes that we're trying to?
Public comment or anything?
I didn't know if Serena had put one in. Her suggestion was, and she gave it to, I mean, told me, and so I thought she would have turned it in, but
okay.
It was regarding how we select volunteers to be highlighted.
Uh-huh.
And her suggestion was that we pick a new person coming to the center to highlight, or several per month, maybe in addition to the volunteers.
Yeah, that I gave that information to her. That I said that came through as I'm working, continuing to work through the business plan information. That was one of the things that came through that we had talked about.
Okay.
Basically changing it necessarily just from a volunteer of the month, but like a senior spotlight. And mm-hmm. so then it's highlighting just one of our users or a couple of our users. So then again, it's fostering that open community, that welcoming community, and getting to know one another.
Right.
Next, you could do the whole future senior. No, I'm just kidding. She's only 3 years away, folks. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry.
You'll be our postal girl.
And she's coming to the center.
The business plan.
Look for it.
I sent out all the raw data out, so yeah. You guys have that, but okay. I'm still, it's a lot to
sure.
put together as well as on top of the rest of my workload, and so I'm probably about 70%.
Okay.
I was just working on it on Friday. Yes.
Did you all get a chance to look at the minutes online, you know, that was sent?
Yep. Okay. Yep.
So approval of the minutes, I'm open for a motion. On the minutes?
I'll move to approve the minutes as written.
I second.
So moved and seconded.
Any discussion?
Any discussion? No? Okay. All in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
One, two. Eflin?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
That's all? Okay. So, unanimous.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Number 7, committee business, senior enrichment program discussion.
All right, so let me just catch up here on this 2244. So I just wanted to bring this and have a chat with you guys, because some of this has come up as we are working on the next year's budget, which is fiscal year 18-19 beginning in July. But then also as I'm working through the business plan, there are a lot of suggestions on programs, on activities, on services, things like that. And so what I'm looking for today is just to have, like I said, just a discussion on, are there any of those programs out there that you can think of that you're like, this is that I need to prioritize on, hey, we need to try to do this or we need to try to do that. For example, some of the things that we've been doing kind of internally that not everyone sees is that we continuously analyze our room usage here. And so, for example, just at the beginning of January, on Tuesdays, we shifted a couple of our programs. And so previously, strength training was in the Garden View room, which is on the south end of the building here, which is a little smaller room. And line dancing was in the Garden View, the Vista Grande room, which is our large room where we serve lunch. And the strength training program averages, depending on the day, 20 to 50 people. Okay. That's the one that you've been hearing about of there's too many people,
yeah.
That sort of thing. And so we looked at it and we looked at the amenities that we had in the room to see if we could shift those. We have the line dancing averages, they'll probably get up to maybe about 12 to 14 people. Mm-hmm. And so we just, once we were able to analyze it properly, talk with the instructors, got their buy-in, we swapped those programs. And so we were able to move line dancing down to the Garden View room, which is smaller, and strength training, which has a huge demand, into the Garden View room. I mean, into the Vista Grande room. So those are some of the things that we are constantly doing that you may not realize that we're doing, which if you don't realize that we're doing those things, then we're doing a pretty good job because we want it to be seamless and not out in everyone's face like, hey, look, this is what's going on. We just want, it's just business as usual. That's what we're doing. And I think it's been very well received with the switch, which has been great. And so some of the things that I'm looking at for the next fiscal year is, you know, we had talked about for a while in here trying to attract some of the younger seniors. So the 60 to 70 year old seniors, some of them are still working. Some of them don't know about what we have. Some don't feel that they fit in the senior category. And so we're trying to really position ourselves for the future of trying to get some of these things in. So some of the programs that I'm looking at are looking at like one day workshops. Mm-hmm. So it could be like upcycling, for example. If you got all, you got these different things around your house, how can you repurpose them for something that it, you know, is very, that's useful for your, for you or for your friend or for whatever? We're also looking at, you know, seeing if we could do candles or, you know, different fragrances, different things like that. And so, but then also looking to see if we can offer different programs like activity programs, fitness programs, or whatever on evenings and weekends. I have a Thursday night yoga class that used to be offered here, and we were getting about 12 people in there. And about a little over a year ago, we moved it over to the community center at Central Park, and now we're averaging about 22 to 24 people in that class. Mm-hmm. And so looking at, do we offer programs like in the evenings and the weekends, do we offer it at different locations also? Mm-hmm. And so those sorts of things where we're trying to, I'm talking with my hands a lot, I know. We're trying to switch around of, you know, if people are don't see themselves as a senior, mm-hmm. well then maybe we take the program out of the senior center into another location to the community, since this is a senior and community center, but still, you know, that sort of thing of moving it out to the different sites.
Can you remind me, in the latest catalog that came out,
yes,
does it, when you have little sections, you know, elementary and kids, uh-huh. stuff, is there one that says adult and then senior?
It says adults and then adults 55 plus.
Okay, so there are two separate mm-hmm. ones.
Yeah.
So
what do you think of that?
I think that's great. Okay. That fits in exactly what you're talking about. Because I'm, you know, where the adult is, and yes, I'm way over 55. But still, you know, that adult might attract a different
Do you
level.
Think that, you think that it would be beneficial, or should we consider getting rid of adult 55 plus section and just putting adults. All of the adults?
I would. Now, I don't know how seniors would feel about that, because maybe then you move, you know, seniors to 65 or over or something.
Well, we
like
could
that,
keep it just all adults because, I mean,
all adults.
We're all adults.
Yeah, and then you have the class for the
And then it would be, age, it would still be age restricted. It would still be 55 and older.
For yoga.
Or, yeah, exactly. So, because we age restrict all of our programs because you want to make sure that it's
appropriate.
Exactly.
Well, I think you could do that instead.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And some people, when they think it's like too old, so to speak, like some of the people I've met at 24 Hour Fitness, and I tell them about the classes here.
Uh-huh.
And so then they come over here and they go, wow, those aren't for old folk. And I say, no, they're not.
Right.
And so then they keep coming here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, well, okay. So
It's to get people in the door.
It's that mindset. Yeah.
Right.
If it's geared towards 55 and older, it's going to be low impact and maybe not as much strength training as you want mm-hmm. or that you're used to.
Okay.
Well, actually, the strength training here is harder than the strength training over 24
hours. I'm just saying the perception.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The perception.
Yeah, the perception.
Yeah.
Okay.
So can I ask,
please.
What I'm hearing is you're getting a better response for the younger senior, 55 to 60 or 60 to 70, in the community center neighborhood than you are getting here.
Maybe. I haven't analyzed the two. I mean, the enrollment has doubled It could just be the location.
Yeah.
It could just be the location. It may not be the, yeah, because it's in the middle of San Ramon.
Went to the, what they call Chinese, Peking Chinese.
They call it what?
Over winter near, a lot of Chinese people over there. That's Peking.
Okay, gotcha.
I have never heard that before. Really?
That's what they said.
It's called what?
Have you heard that?
No.
Really?
Nope.
Alrighty then.
We learned something?
Well, that sort of puts a new twist on it for me.
And I'm not saying we can't offer or we shouldn't offer classes here. I'm just saying, you know, I don't want us to pigeonhole ourselves. You know, one of the things that we were talking about with the business plan is, do we look at a name change for this site?
Right.
And so I think all of this kind of goes hand in hand. And as I'm crafting the business plan based on your feedback, based on the survey results, based on, you know, positioning ourselves for the future, I think this is just another piece of that discussion. And I want to make sure that we're looking at the different programs. Or is there something that, because a lot of them are fitness or more bocce or what, but is there things that you know of for programmatically that we should prioritize? Do you like the one-day workshops, or do you like the, you know, the 4 to 6 week long programs? Because the feedback that I can get from you will help me as I'm putting together a plan for programming.
I like the one-day workshops, yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a good idea, yeah.
I think it's critical to have them in the evening and the weekend.
Then you'll start coming?
Depends what it is.
What would get you in the door, Judy?
What kind of program?
Mm-hmm.
A one-day workshop.
Over what?
For
like what program? Like what would it be? Like if, would it be a one-day cooking class? Italian cooking, I don't know.
Yeah, something like that would be interesting, or a one-day, I mean, for some people, you can do retirement planning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like presentations on the weekends too?
Yeah.
Nights and weekends too? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, whole day cooking could be a little intense, but...
Okay.
Well, on one of the older, whatever you call them, turned up, and it talked about when you had the cooking,
mm-hmm.
then that, and I thought,
a demo.
Yeah.
Have they done it since then, or
it was something that the county put together, and so that was the only one that we had.
Oh. Yeah, like healthy meal planning.
Mm-hmm. How about gardening?
Gardening.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Gardening.
They got a garden out here that needs.
Yeah. I know. You could start right out here in the backyard here. Mm-hmm. Just how to trim, how to weed, how to
garden planning.
Yeah.
Different types of gardening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take it all the way through composting, all that, and then ultimately tie it into cooking, healthy cooking.
Native plants. Native scaping or xeriscaping.
Organic
food. Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I don't know where they're doing it down south, but getting together with a bicycle shop here in San Ramon and putting on a one-day cycle, San Ramon, view San Ramon on your bike, or let's travel San Ramon pedaling, and get with one of the bike shops to just kind of sponsor it.
Tour de San Ramon.
Tour
you said
de
Tour,
San
de, Tour de France. Tour de San Ramon.
There you go.
Yeah, I have several neighbors who bicycle almost every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Some do it every day.
Well, there's the Performance bike shop in Dublin that's tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I probably wouldn't want to use them, but they have Saturday bike rides. They're an hour, or you can sign up for a 2-hour, 3-hour, and they get 10 to 15 people per time period.
Okay.
So, you know, I would think if we grabbed one of our fellow bicycle shops here in San Ramon and say, hey, we want to do something, can you help us? So, you know, can you maybe do a tune-up? You do the tune-up.
Do we have one in San Ramon?
I don't know that we have a bike shop in San Ramon.
Because I have
several
Danville
in Danville.
Yeah, Danville.
But it'd be interesting to research.
I go to the one in Dublin, to be honest.
One in Danville has huge bicycle clubs.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
From competitive to beginners.
Yep.
You know, Becky, along those lines of what Mark was saying is, and this is going to be part of my report from the Parks Commission, but, you know, there's a lot of talk around creating a biking and walking district in San Ramon. And so at the last meeting, we did a review of our Trails Challenge, which is, you know, a hiking challenge that you can participate in, and some of the walks that the city's coordinated. So, I mean, I was saying something. I know we have a senior hiking club. I don't know if it's still active, but I've seen reports. But it would be neat to have really zero line, very approachable senior walks. And those could be some good programs, like I was saying, like a senior stepper program, you know, where it's like all flat, but you start at one point, it's organized, you get to know other seniors. So that was, we were all kind of throwing out at the Parks Commission ideas for the way we could kind of pump up walks and bikeability. But biking and walking with the influx of city center is going to be a hot button moving forward. I mean, it's been a hot button with certain folks. Speaking of city center, that was the other thing I was going to suggest you guys is, the vans that the senior community has, the city owns the vans, but we now pay for drivers, correct?
Yes.
Do we need to plug in money for getting those vans down to senior center for, say, programming on the piazza and so forth?
The city center. Yes.
Yeah, the new city center, because that'll be up in 2018. And I wonder if either that would require some resources, because you were talking about really budgeting being a big thing you're focusing on, or programming for seniors down there. Like if there could be some kind of cohesiveness. And I know we don't know what we don't know. It's
right.
Preliminary, but just, I'm sure it's on your radar screen, because there's going to be a football field size open space, and I'm sure they'll have a whole team of people programming it, and it would be neat to see where that kind of intersects with our senior community. You know, a lot of it will be general community wide, I'm sure, which as it should be, but just that senior center connection might be interesting.
Okay.
We'll probably have the walk club,
if they
do it all the
good
ones.
Okay.
Are they taking applications now for stores that want to be a part of this?
I've heard they're about to announce like 8 stores in the very new future. Did they do that yet?
I haven't heard.
Because I was at a reception the other night where one of their community relations people was, and apparently in the next like little while, like soon, they're going to announce the first batch of businesses, because nobody knows.
The last I heard was the big movie theater. They announced
beyond that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the last thing I heard was like the huge movie theater.
March 2019, I think, was the last time.
19.
2019. Hello.
I was going to say,
that's
next month.
That's
fall this year.
Fall of this year, yeah.
Yeah, fall, I think.
Depending on if there's any delays or anything.
There's no rain.
I think it's like fall of 18.
Fall of this year, yeah, something like that. Don't quote me on any of that. I'm on tape. Oh, well. Sorry, tape. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, we need to write the store.
Yeah.
So, well, we have Sports Basement that's actually right across there. That's where the old Osh, right there.
I bet they'd love to do something with the seniors.
Yeah, and so Sports Basement has a very robust bike section in there.
I forgot about that.
That's perfect.
It's right by the library.
Oh, yeah, it's been open for a year and a half.
And they seem very community-minded.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're good. Okay. Anything else on that? We're just looking at, you know, as I'm going through the website, like I mentioned before, and we're, as part of our website, the senior portion of the website, we have a calendar. So that's very exciting. And we are inputting all of our daily programs too. And so, like, if you were to click on Tuesday, it's going to tell you there's a couple different views, but you could look at it by the weekly list, and it'll tell you exactly like what's on Tuesdays all by the time. It's a time grid, and so it's really neat, so you can do that. And so it just had me thinking of some of the different programs on where we want stuff, how do we do stuff, and, you know, like I said probably 12 times already, positioning us for the future, and trying to, you know, plan for the younger seniors, as hopefully they'll be retiring, they'll be able to come in here, and we don't want, you know, a lot of people don't identify as seniors, and so that's the other thing too, is like, I know I keep referring to them as seniors, well, if it's not going to be a senior center, then we'll need a new term, or active adults, or, you know, whatever it is.
Well, that's, we've been tossing that around for years, and is it time to put the pedal to the metal and, you know, really concentrate on you know, do we want a name change? Do we want to just an activities center?
Yeah, I think a lot of that will come with the business plan, which I'm on track right now to have the business plan done by May. I know it's been a long time, trust me.
But I don't think that's one that you want to rush, because
right.
just my observing, my active observing, I hear that there are seniors that are really invested
right.
in the tie to senior identity. Mm-hmm. And so I think Becky is prudent to do it thoughtfully and thoroughly and so that when you get to that decision, you know mm-hmm. it's the right decision.
But the conversation should
yeah,
still be.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
The conversation is still going,
yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you gotta dig okay, deep right. on it, for sure.
Because and other cities still call it senior.
What's what? That?
Other cities still call them senior centers.
A lot do, a lot don't. There's always, I'm on a listserv for NRPA, which is National Recreation and Parks Association. CPRS is California Parks and Recreation Society, all of these. And there's always, I mean, probably at least once a month, there's a conversation out there mm-hmm. of, do you change the name of your senior center? Mm-hmm. Do you change it to, some of them, there's one in, oh gosh, down south. They're gonna kill me for not knowing the location of it because one of the ladies is on the board with me. Theirs is called the Oasis Center. Mm-hmm. And so do you completely change the name, don't put community in there, you create, you know, just a different sort of feeling, neutral, exactly, Judy, of something like that. And so
Senior Center also has a connotation depending on where you are in the country. In Florida, the senior centers are daycare centers. For frail mm-hmm. seniors.
Right, right. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Uh-huh. And their community, I mean, they're public, but that's what they are. They're nothing like this.
Right.
You know, they're daycare centers for seniors.
We get a question probably at least once a week, if not more. I think I've mentioned that here before, is, so where do they sleep at night?
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm assuming in their bed at home. And so... No, it's great. It's once I built the rapport, and I was like, oh no, this is an activity center. And so we explained. So we're like, so they don't sleep here. They go home, and they're like, oh, okay. So it's really that education piece, which I think is important too. I know I keep going back to the website, but we are, when you go to the seniors portion of the website, it's an activity center where da da da. So hopefully, when people are researching, they know exactly what this is about.
But even though we're considered an active senior center, I'm curious as to your guys' thoughts. Does senior center denote a safe place where if you go to a fitness activity, you know it's a little bit dialed back? Like, is there an association with age appropriateness that you don't want to lose? I mean, and I don't know the answer. That's sort of my question.
Absolutely.
May I speak to that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you may, Monzel.
I'm 78 years old, and everybody worries about the millenniums and, oh my goodness, what are we going to do with all these young children? But no, it isn't funny, because in your life, wait till you get there. You've gone through all this, you know what, growing up and getting older. Sometimes you like it gracefully, and sometimes you don't. Things happen to you you didn't anticipate, and your mindset is completely different. Mm-hmm. And when you start going to organizations and things, I'm noticing I'm not doing some of my things I used to do because I just hate getting there and feeling clumsy with a stupid walker. Well, I've had to stop and say, you know what, you're lucky you can walk. Mm-hmm. You constantly have to change your mind.
Yeah.
And I am always amazed. We're worried about the teenagers, we're worried about divorce, worried about all this stuff. Seniors worry about themselves. And I would hate to see it, that connotation, and I'm not up here that much anymore, but I think you do have to consider the, mm-hmm. the feelings of your seniors. Mm-hmm. When we were talking about what happened, we moved here in 76. We didn't have any of the problems here. We had a sheriff that lost Trampas for the law, you know. We had farms and cows, that was it. We didn't worry about any of this stuff. And we've grown gracefully, but don't outgrow yourselves. Mm-hmm.
No, I totally understand what you're saying, and I think that's something that we can't lose that focus either.
Because I'm speaking, I have so many friends that should be up here.
Right.
Well, I don't know, I did that once. I don't think I want to go back. Well, I'm not old enough for that.
Right.
The heck you aren't. I know how old you are.
But you guys talk a lot about like getting the younger seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm like virtually knocking on the door a few years, you know, I'm sort of that demographic.
Yeah, you are in the middle of it.
And I think that it'll be somewhat of a marketing campaign. You know, I think that's something you guys could really brainstorm. Like, embrace your seniority.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, literally a marketing campaign that you guys come up with, like embrace your seniority.
Wisdom.
Why is it great being on the cusp of being a senior? Why is it great? Why should you celebrate being a senior? You know, I mean, this is an interesting area that you guys could really do some trailblazing in. You know what I mean? Especially, I'm confident with Becky at your helm to help you guys through that. I mean, don't you think there's an interesting opportunity there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Embrace your seniority.
I wrote it down.
And let me know why I should not be scared poopless about being a senior. Why is it good?
You can get through it.
Well,
now, yeah, the thing is,
I'm not really, but you know what I mean.
The thing is, you're moving through life.
A lot of this with seniors, we are in California. You go to West Texas and it's not an issue. Age is revered. They cater to them, you know.
Yeah.
You've earned your stripes. Let's
I'm from West Texas, and it's pretty much like here. I mean, I'm from El Paso.
A lot of it is, but I think they have a little bit different attitude about age.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're different, because we can have two different opinions.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
The other advantage of the senior center, I think, and kind of making sure that niche is still honored. Probably you can speak more to this than I can, Christy, is about the whole research about loneliness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And the fact that people are, you know, I mean, you look out there and they connect with each other and everything, and it's helping getting people out of their homes, right, so they can be here, so they can connect, because loneliness is killing people. And I think that's another marketing thing about the top end, right, the older end, because the people on the younger end are probably still working, or more mobile to be able to get around and be with friends and such. So I think we also need to honor that, the importance.
Yeah,
the senior part of the senior.
Yeah.
So.
The challenge with addressing loneliness or using that as a marketing campaign is it's usually highly associated with depression.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And getting them out of the house when they're depressed is going to be challenging.
Well,
because
they're not going to see it as a
need. No, you can't.
Nothing can fix that but the individual. And I always worked. I wasn't really involved with my church because I worked. It became an excuse. So all of a sudden, when I lost my husband, I got really back into my church and stitchers and quilting and all that stuff. But I make sure I have something to do every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was.
And I have to get up, and I have to. My mother would say, "Get up and put your map on and go out and get them. You can sit home and feel sorry for yourself, but you know what? Nobody's going to be there with you."
That was my mother-in-law's life out of the house at 10 o'clock in the morning. It didn't matter. She played bridge.
Yeah.
She went to water aerobics.
Yeah.
She died at 91 and a half.
Yeah.
And my 93-year-old mother is still bowling.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
That's
bizarre, but anyway.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, 4 days a week she has some place to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, and it's important. It's because when we moved here to be close to her, and people would say, "Oh, is she ill? You know, does she need lots of care?" I said, "We have to run to keep up with her."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the way she was. We're trying to keep her back, but she was.
Yeah. I think the city does a really good job. I'm going to tout your horn here and the city's horn. Of presenting programs that are relevant and enjoyable. I mean, there's always that. One of the things as a parks commissioner I always appreciate is that the staff is constantly looking at best practices and how can we tweak and how can we make it dynamic. The question always is, for as long as I've sat here with you guys, is how do you get people here? Whether it's the young ones or whether it's the folks who align more with the senior identity, how do you get them here? That's like, the million-dollar question, huh?
Yeah, and that's what we always tell people is, if we can get them in the door, I guarantee you we can keep them.
Right.
Well, we just got to get them in the door. And we are doing a much better job. We've had, January was, I don't have the numbers to back this up, I'm just going to go off of my feelings, is that January was a very busy month. And traditionally, I've been here, this is my fourth January, I guess, here. Traditionally, January has been a slower month.
Oh.
But this past month, it was really busy. We've gotten quite a few new folks riding the van on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Our van ridership we've seen going up a little bit. So we may be seeing that turn just a little bit. And, you know, like you were saying, Heidi, with the program, we are constantly trying to change programs, get new ones in. Like we just... we had a need for American Mahjong. We got American Mahjong in here. We had, so if you want to play American Mahjong, come on in. I think it's on Tuesdays.
Well, how about a daily bowling? You know, just instead of going to lunch, I mean, you have your Wednesday lunch bunch.
That's interesting. Have you guys done that before?
Go bowling during the day. Take a couple of hours and hit a ball.
We have not. The challenge with that is since it's not here, it would be we can make the connection, which is half of our job, is making that connection for people. Like, oh, there's people who want to go bowling. Yeah. Here's a group for you.
You'll get men.
It's like a lunch bunch thing. Yeah. It could be like a lunch bunch.
Yeah, that's true. Or men.
You'll get both. I mean, guys bowl.
Yeah, interesting.
And go during the day.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to comment on before, I don't want to get too far ahead on this. You see the increase in participation at the community center, right? I mean, you just said that the yoga went from here to there.
For that
went from
program,
10
yes.
to 20 up there. So there's some, you know, the name has something to do with it.
The location. I mean, that's another.
It is very central. Yeah.
It is very central, yes.
But this is, you know, and forgive me for saying this, but this center is kind of like in the old San Ramon. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like the new San Ramon up there.
You hit it on the head. I was volunteering one day, and there was a cute little girl with me, and I said, well, I'll just run down to the grocery store. I'll go to my grocery store. Where is that? Lucky's down here. Says, oh, I never go for that part of town.
Really?
I said, well, I'm sorry about that. Let me rush out to the other end. But no, there's becoming a real psychological boundary, it is.
Well, and all the building that's happened over in that area.
Exactly.
Also.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's on the San Ramon Danville side rather than the San Ramon Dublin side.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I never go to that.
Well, when you see what prices sell for right around the corner,
My
gosh, this is not the sad end of town. This is
not at all.
But the demographics here in this neighborhood is far different than the demographic of the community center. So,
All right, well, thank you, everyone.
Can I just, yes. The other thing is, I'm sure you're already doing this, Becky, but getting events and programs that would be at other facilities, getting them up here, like the resource, has the resource fair ever been up here?
The resource fair is always here.
Always here.
Yeah, that one's here. There's some that I can't remember which ones, but getting new ones that maybe they've always taken place in Doherty or at the community center or whatever. So people come up in here and say, I didn't know this facility existed. So just having that on the radar screen. Yeah, it's the resource fair that is here. Yeah.
And that's coming up.
Too many events to remember where they all are.
Yeah. Well, the emergency preparedness fair, you know, it's the last 2 times it's been at the community center.
Yeah.
But maybe some modified version of it could be here.
Yeah. Just keep an eyes open for those opportunities. I love that you guys talk about all this stuff. I think you must really value all this feedback from them.
Oh yeah, it helps.
It's been really good, rich conversations.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, everyone. All right.
Okay. January Community Connection Recap. Mark, Judy.
Go.
Okay, so I want everybody to just forget what I have said up to this point.
Todd. What was your name?
And I'll tell you why. it was a great success, so I definitely feel as though we should move forward with this. For me, personally, I sat at the table right outside the door with five ladies. One was Mercedes. And she and I have a wonderful connection going on. And I sat there at the table and we chatted for a good 30, 45 minutes. And I don't know what they got out of it, but I certainly got a lot out of it. That being that this senior center serves a purpose, and it's huge. Now, the ladies were seniors, and I'll take it to the nth degree, they were seniors. They love coming here. This is their first breath in the morning, last breath at night, but they love coming here. They love seeing the other folks that come here. This is their connection to the outside world. This is their non-isolation moment, you know, they're chatting. And I just sat there and I know I was supposed to find out information. And,
well, you were listening.
I got information, Mark. So
oh, good.
For my purpose, because I'm going to report back to the commission, remind me what the purpose of this particular connection event was. I know you talked about different variations. So this one was just having you come. Remind me what it was.
Well, it was just
it's one of our goals.
Promote the center. What are they getting out of it? How can we make it better for them? Are there any activities that they would like to see us?
Okay. She's getting the pulse on.
Okay, so you and Judy just came and announced,
I was here too.
Okay.
Are there any issues?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
So well, that's the
issues
purpose
that
of it.
They're having.
Okay,
it's going
issues.
To be.
Okay.
The and we, Mark and I met, sorry, Judy, we
okay.
moved location and so then we didn't have a phone.
I didn't take the first
name. We met before and so we had a list of items that in case the conversation slowed.
Lulled. Okay.
Then they had, Mark and Judy had a list of things to talk about. But
I've got a copy here.
From what I'm hearing, it didn't. Or what I heard, it didn't slow down 1 second.
So you guys planted yourselves out here?
Right here in the North Lounge.
And did people come specifically for this? Or was it just the regular crowd that would have been there anyway?
Well, I think it was advertised.
Right.
When they knew. But I think this is their general perch in the morning. Uh-huh. This is where they come and gather.
I think you got some extras too, though. When I saw the pictures, I think you got some extras that normally don't sit right there.
Because the table I was sitting at, it was a regular group that got together after exercise class. Mm-hmm. Whenever they did, and just talk to each other for
and
an hour.
What I really liked about it, I seem to have had this elder seniors. You had kind of a younger, maybe 50 to 65.
Yeah, a couple of them had a little bit of face work, so.
And then Ed was
It was hard to tell, Mark.
Well, Judy, some of the people in that group were some of the ones that I exercised with, and so you know, I'm 78, so they're my age.
Yeah, I thought they were a little older, Mark.
All right, well, and Inez.
They will love Mark forever.
Yeah,
Inez was doing the one-on-one. You were talking to that gentleman in the group.
Yeah, I met him, and he was fascinating.
Yeah.
Spiros. He's new.
He's new, and he's 91 years old, and he's the gentleman that's sitting back there playing cards and whatever.
Yeah, he just
but
left.
He came from Greece a long time ago, but he was a bookbinder, which is a profession anyway, he was a bookbinder for many years, and he worked for the U.S. government. He was, like, recruited because of his skills, and so he worked in Washington, and he found books for the presidents, for Nelson Mandela, et cetera, et cetera.
And
I was like, wow. Anyway, so I said, you're famous. And he said, actually, I am.
Hey, 91, you can say that.
He was just,
you
know,
deserve it.
Very, it was like, you know, no big deal. But anyway, he was like, wow. Anyway, absolutely fascinating. And he's walking around, and the reason he uses the walker is because he was in a plane crash, he and his wife, and that was a long story, but anyway, he has a problem with his back. But if you've seen him walking up and down, he times himself and he does how fast he can go up and down.
Like laps.
Yeah, and with a walker, and he's very straight, and he like walks over to get coffee, and doesn't have to use a walker. But he said he really depends on it, because if he starts to fall, it's so I'm like, wow.
So did you guys use the opportunity to promote the senior advisory committee and applying for it?
No.
Okay.
I didn't.
But I just get some, I did get some.
Barely.
I don't think the group that I was with, I don't think they would make very
work
good.
No.
Okay. So I didn't bring it up. Right. We talked about, and Mercedes was great. She was kind of helping me. Yeah. After we got through introducing ourselves, it was 20 minutes later. I mean, and I heard about kids and grandkids and college and, but the one thing, there was a lady sitting with Mercedes, and she was telling me that she's new to the center, and I don't know what new, I didn't question her, but she spends 4 months here in San Ramon. She spends 4 months in the city with her son. She's a floater.
That's Isabella.
Yeah.
And she said, I love my son. And she said, and her last month is coming up here in San Ramon. She's got to go in the city. She goes, I love my son, but I hate to leave here. Mm. And I hate to leave Mercedes. And I looked at Mercedes, and you could see she was.
Aww.
And I'm thinking, oh God, don't do this, because I'm the biggest sissy in the world. I am.
I didn't see the whole table crying.
But it just really gave me a whole different, you know, I get on my soapbox about changing the name and, you know, the younger this and the younger that. But what you and your staff and this place is doing for those five ladies, it's phenomenal. I mean, it keeps them going, and they are very, very excited about being here. I was here 2 days later at the front desk, and in they all walked. And where before, they'd walk by, and it's like, morning, morning, morning. The four of them parked themselves right in front of me at the front. How you doing? What's going on?
Still in the community.
And I'm telling you, it was great.
Well, I think that's what the Parks Commission needs to hear. It's like, we always get the annual report, right? Mm-hmm. We know you guys do good work, but this will be, this goal that you guys are working on will be really neat at the next meeting to report, because I love that you talked about non-isolation. This is their non-isolation place, and to share, you know, the good work that you think you're doing, that you know that you're doing in the community for seniors. I think that'd be fun to share.
Want to leave? That's
so
good.
I got a little bit of feedback.
Okay, feedback's good.
Please.
So it was a little awkward, kind of breaking into their group, because it's a group that gets together all the time. So I like, felt a little bit,
and like,
you know,
who
like
are you?
Intruding. Who are you? So and a couple of the women decided to use this as a
sounding board.
A little sounding board, yeah, that's a good way to put it. So some of the things they would like as far as workshops or things concerned, Becky, scam avoidance for seniors.
Okay.
The rights of seniors. Something about reverse mortgages. Mm-hmm. One of the women was having some issues with her house kind of falling apart, I think.
Oh, okay.
Was trying to go back to the builder and all this kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
So she was very vocal about that. Low interest loans. There was something about low interest loans were talked about 4 or 5 years ago. I don't think there are low interest loans much anymore, but anyway.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing that could be interesting to them. And then one mentioned needing more up-to-date computers and software in the computer room. So I haven't been in there, so I don't know how up-to-date or out-of-date they are.
They just upgraded. So.
Yeah, so the software and the actual computers themselves. So that's what I got.
Okay.
But other than the fact that they meet all the time. And, you know, and there was one gentleman in my group, and he was there, and he leaves when his wife is finished with her class.
Okay.
So, and the other ladies were staying around. So that's what I got. And you and I are doing it next time.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks, right?
And that's February 26th at 10 a.m.
So that is on Monday, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the way I'm thinking, so maybe we can have one in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, we talked
so
about
different times. So
we talked about
can, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about having different days and
so
different times.
Monday, coming Monday, usually they have a group of Chinese people. so we can catch those people. Or either Friday they have a group of chase.
Yes. So. And were we going to have a speaker at one of these?
We're going to try, yes.
Okay. I was wondering which one was.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I haven't been able to lock it down yet.
The tax day.
Perfect.
And I pushed the lunch bunch, and I pushed the fashion show.
Perfect.
Awesome. And I probably got a. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, some of them I think from your group might go.
Okay, I got to do my business here. I got to tell you. They were sweet. They were just sweet.
And Mark, you were saying that I didn't get a lot of information. You got a ton of information. Mm-hmm. Because the fact that they have their little group that they talk to, I know exactly the group that you're talking about. They all ride the van in together.
Yeah.
And Mercedes is fairly new. She's only been coming for a few months,
about
4 to 6 months. Isabella's only been coming for 3 months
and
or so.
She takes the class with you, I think.
Mercedes is, she's changed so much from when
she has.
Came.
Yeah.
She's recovered. I mean, when she came, it was tears every day. And,
yep.
And she was.
Yes. They have their own little group. But the fact that I think it speaks testament to what this group is doing, that the next day or 2 days later, they saw you.
Mm-hmm.
They were immediately connected to you. So now they feel, okay, I have another friend.
Yeah.
I can come to Mark if there's something going on. I had, I see these same people every single day. They know who I am, but they may not always talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just last week, I talked to a few ladies in the fitness class, just off the cuff. I was getting my tea from the kitchen. I was like, hey, tell me about your class that's going on. And they're like, I am so glad that you asked me about this. They're like, we see you every day, but we don't want to bother you. And I'm like, no, please bother me. That's what I want. And so it's those things of, if we can break that ice even a little. I say good morning to them every day, but it's that having that conversation with them.
Yeah.
You're building the community. You're building that bridge to connect. So you say you didn't get a lot, but you got a ton. You got a ton.
And then, Susan, are you going to do one of these? Because there's certainly, there's one group of Chinese-speaking.
Well, whenever, but so far you already have for February, right?
February.
We have February and March.
February and March, I think, are scheduled.
Yeah, it's February 26th at 10 a.m., and that's Judy and Christy.
Right.
And then March 19th at 11, and that's Inez and Christy.
Okay, so maybe.
And then at the next meeting, the March Senior Advisory Committee meeting, we'll schedule the dates for the next April, May, and June.
June.
Because there was another group that I wasn't able to talk with.
And Inez wasn't scheduled to go, but she just showed up to. By all means, show if there's the dates and the times. If you happen to be around or you need to be out the house by 10 a.m., like Evelyn's mother-in-law, then please come up here and just the more the merrier.
Because I told some people in the exercise class that about that we're having this. So you can tell what you like and what you like to have, et cetera, et cetera. And all those that I told, they were like leaving on that Wednesday, and they're going, so what is this meeting? And I said, well, it's not really a meeting as such. It's just, sit around and talk. And it was like, oh, no, I have something else planned. I wish you had told me about it. And I thought, I did. But it was like, okay. So it's because I'm younger, they tell me, and I'm older than they are, but it's like, okay. So anyway, but it was
great work, Judy. Great work, Mark. Thank you so much for the inaugural kickoff.
She didn't say, but Jessica came out and served.
She did.
Yeah.
Real goodies. Really nice.
And so that's really nice because it was like, ooh.
Food helps.
Yes. Food helps.
That's the plan every time.
Yes.
It's great.
Perfect. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, staff reports, recreation, Becky.
Yep, all of those are in there. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
It was just a lot of activity.
Yes.
So, and the facility report from James.
Same thing.
And you didn't get it in the report, but James was on vacation for part of this session. We all noticed. It's like, oh my gosh, this isn't working. That's not, da 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 da. It's like, and Becky comes out, James is on vacation. Well,
it's just those little things that he does.
He does.
He's great. He's really wonderful.
He's so quiet about it. He just goes around and does it. And it's like,
Again, it's one of those things, if we can shoot under the radar, then we're doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing.
Okay, then committee reports, outreach, Monzel?
No.
No report, okay. Planning commission, Christie?
So they had a meeting in January. I did not go to the meeting in December, and their meeting is the night after our meeting. So it's first Tuesday of the month. There's gonna be a health club day spa and massage business at 19-19251 San Ramon Valley Boulevard. There was a lot of discussion because there's a chain link fence around it that had barbed wire, but they've removed the barbed wire, so they decided they can keep the chain link fence for now. And but that's been approved. They're waiting for some issues for permits, but as far as the approval process, it's been approved. It's funny, all of these said that they didn't need public comment on them. They didn't meet the requirements required public comments. I was going to go by and see if this was the house I thought it was, but the El Nido house? Is that the one? Is that the one that I think of as the Forest Homes?
No.
No?
There's another one? Okay. Anyway, so there is a lot of discussion about the proposal to move the El Nido house to a 5-acre lot. Originally it was owned by the Stark Weathers, but now it's public property that they're moving it to, and to build a senior center.
Wow.
On that.
Nice. Not a senior center. Memory care facility, like a senior.
Well, see what I mean? I come from Florida. It's a senior center.
Okay.
I've got my...
Like a medical facility.
Here it is.
She has it.
It's to build an elderly residential care facility for the elderly, consisting of up to 60 rooms on the 0.7-acre property, and relocating the existing single-family residential home as El Nido House. And it isn't this... So they will be doing that, moving the house to 2610 Pine Valley Road. It's a 5.6-acre parcel at the southeast corner of Pine Valley Road and West Side Drive. It's an undeveloped parcel designated as open space. And is part of the subdivision from the Circle E Ranch. There is a trail easement and a small parking lot already there. The the pictures of the concepts are on the website. I didn't print it all out. The next plans are the filing of the formal development application. With additional details and studies and project plans will need to be submitted for review to determine how the project aligns with the general plan and WSP policies and regulations, but the sense that I got was that this will move forward. They will need to submit the architectural plans, landscape plans, and the development plans for the formal approval. The city center project is asked for approval to have a public art consistent with the city standards. So the piazza that Heidi was talking about, they want to install a stylized clock tower element consistent with the piazza that meets the minimum requirement for public art. In addition, proposing a voluntary programmatic art installation component on the building that is intended to be more flexible with a variety of multimedia installations that will change periodically and support the vision for the city center project. Both the Architectural Review Board and the Arts Advisory Committee have recommended approval. And the...
Did planning approve it?
And they...
I wasn't with that one.
They approved it.
Okay.
So that is...
Yeah, I'll pass it along if you want me to.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's like a grid on the outside of the building that they can put panels in and change it out depending on the season or whatever. So it's lower cost, but the preliminary cost for the installation of the clock tower element is $250, but it's going to be the responsibility of the property owner and no city resources are required. And the other big thing that they talked about was the what used to be called the Faria Preserve, which is now just with the preserve. Bollinger Canyon, east of Bollinger Canyon, north of Deerwood Drive, 10.9-acre parcel that apparently they were hoping to do over 100 homes. It's now being proposed for 72 detached single-family residential units with 28 accessory dwelling units. And it was that's down from 180 multifamily residential units. Still needs a submittal of development plan, architectural review applications, and all the formal project plans are required. What do you call it? All of that needs to be formally submitted. And that also looks like it's going to be moved forward, but it wasn't a formal approval as but they met the earlier requirements to lower the density with the new proposal.
Wow. What was the address of moving to the El Nido House?
El Nido House is moving to
2610 what?
Pine Valley Road.
That's off of San Ramon Boulevard going west.
I mean, if I remember correctly, it's very close to Forest Home Farms. Yeah. It's like behind it.
That's what it looks like on the map. That's why I thought they were
it's
moving.
It's a strip of land right behind the Methodist Church.
Yeah,
it's up in the Methodist Church. That has been a thing for years. Yeah.
You know, I was just going to add in terms of, you know, sometimes, especially if this is not kind of your area, hearing all these planning commission meetings, and it's heady stuff to have to report on, so good job. But it's important for you guys to know about this stuff, because particularly like here, we're talking about a parcel of land, and whichever side you fall on the issue, right, just making a point that it's good for you guys to be in the loop, because whether it's, I think this community is dealing a lot with the issue of senior housing, the availability of senior housing, where do you put it, and people have different opinions, and I'm certainly not expounding any particular opinion, but I'm saying it is and will continue to be a hot issue in this community.
Yeah.
And I think, and Becky could speak to whether it's within your purview, but I feel like if you're to advise on senior issues, it would be interesting to see what, if you guys polled, you know, do we have enough senior housing? What should it look like? Where are some ideas of where it should go or whatever? I feel like if I were on council, I'd want to hear from you guys about what you guys feel about senior housing in our community. So just when you hear about this really heady stuff, like I'm planning, this is directly relevant to you guys.
Oh yeah.
So.
Yeah, Becky had.
We did a joint meeting with the Housing Advisory Committee.
Oh, nice.
She's been here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't been here very long, and I came to that. It was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. It was for the component by Doherty Station.
Yeah, listening to the
new one.
To the Bobadilla was there.
Yeah,
Lisa.
And Lisa, and hearing her, I thought, wow, because I would say at least half of the people who were present when they voiced their opinion, and they wanted senior housing that was strictly for seniors. No little kids around, no any, just seniors. The other half, I was in that half, No, have a mixed area. Mm-hmm. I like to see the little kids. I like to hear it, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. But, and I thought, wow, yeah, for the people in the planning area, they've got to be up a creek, you know, because it's like they're not going to please. Half of the people there are not going to please.
Yeah, a lot of the people who got off to talk was not in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know,
right, exactly.
It's commercial. I don't want more commercial in my neighborhood.
That same sort of thing. So the planning commission's always, woo!
The interesting point in the meeting tomorrow is focused on the new housing laws that went into effect and the mandate that cities, towns, you know, have to increase housing options and what that means.
And affordable housing.
You know, and that's part of the reason they, you know, are moving forward despite the strong opposition to taking away some of the green space around here.
There was an article in the paper, I think it was over the weekend, or it was the latter part of last week, and it showed the different cities within the counties. And are they living up to their expectation as far as senior housing with new development? Mm-hmm. And San Ramon was a little bit under where they should be. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why the meeting is being called tomorrow, because it's a joint meeting between the City Council and Planning
Commission
to see how we can rectify it. And it's not that we, San Ramon, stands alone. Every city has an issue when it comes down to, you know, senior housing being incorporated into new development. Mm-hmm. So it should be a hot meeting tomorrow.
It
was an interesting article. I'm sorry.
No, as a question is that, remember across from the 7-Eleven on Alcosta, that blank where the bank used to be?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that supposed to be senior housing also?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think that
was approved.
That was
approved by council.
What's taking so long?
Well, the approval, then the building will start, but it should be done in 2 years.
It's a long process because you have to submit building plans and all of that and make sure.
Well, I know they had to come back with less rather than more.
Yeah,
but
right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to derail it, but I feel like that's important for you guys.
The impact statement was such on the traffic that
where is it?
That park. Mm-hmm. Lowered it from 180 to 72, single family as opposed to multifamily.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Interesting.
All right.
Okay. And housing advisory, Judy?
They canceled their January meeting.
Okay.
I haven't seen a reschedule, do you?
I haven't, no.
Well, I keep looking on the website and nothing popped up, but they canceled the January one. They only have them quarterly, so I'm not exactly sure why they canceled that one.
Yeah, they'll probably reschedule.
I'll keep an eye on it.
Perfect.
And
thank you.
And I need to leave before noon today.
Okay.
For not
transportation, Susan?
December. We usually have the transportation meeting at the third week of the Thursday, but they move it to the second week of the Thursday, and nobody informed me, and I didn't know. So that's when I didn't go on the December. January meeting, I was sick. I did not.
Okay. Senior Foundation, their meeting was, okay, I've got all these.
January 9th.
The last meeting was a recap of the,
January 8th.
The Christmas Wish Tree Drive, and great success, and also the fair that they had, the
Holiday Boutique.
Yeah, and that was great.
Mm-hmm.
That was
it was good. I bought my daughter, she bought all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's wonderful
stuff for her.
Yeah, they did very well on that. And then the news, they'll have Volunteer Appreciation Week in April, and this year there will be a dinner in the evening instead of a lunch to honor the volunteers. The foundation will partner with the city, so they'll provide some monies. And a foundation member asked that foundation members be acknowledged for their work, named individually, because apparently it wasn't done at the last one. And Councilman Hudson was at the meeting, and he indicated that he will bring this up at the council meeting to make sure that this happens. And in fact, he did.
Are they still separating them this year?
We're doing it just like last year. Yeah, last year we did mention the foundation members. It was at the very beginning, so I think they weren't all seated, so they didn't hear the announcement. So we're just going to flip it and put it closer to the end, so then everyone is still seated and everyone can hear it.
Yeah. And then the pool table that the foundation provided funds for has been installed, and it's right over there.
Being used.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it gets
it's used every, all day, every day.
Yeah. And the foundation, then Becky had brought this up about with the foundation, like a plaque indicating or something on either on the wall or on the table, and they had said no, but now they wanted, so they were like, how come there isn't a plaque? And so anyway, there will be a plaque. And then there was a request from the foundation for a new poker table, because the one that's there needs repair, and that's used all the time too. And so $500 was set aside by the foundation for the purchase. And then the MOU between city and the foundation has been reviewed by the new city attorney. His recommendations will be sent to the foundation soon. And as well as for us too, right?
No, there's no MOU for advisory committee.
All right. And then new business, the bingo luncheon for March 24th. All the arrangements are in good order, and that's the bingo luncheons and the bingo parties have been great success. They make a lot of money and spend very little on it. And people are very,
they love it.
They love it, but it's like if you're at the luncheon before the party, it's like, are you leaving now? Because we're here for bingo. And it's like, oh, sure, sorry. I'm on my way. Anyway, it's funny. The city's request for financial support, public address system fund is okay. And the fashion show and tea will be April 14th. And the flyer was presented and needed to be changed for the time, because people requested to get there early enough so they can see the items that are for raffle, etc. And it will be at the community center, on the other community center.
El Costin Bollinger.
And then there had been a proposal to have a breakfast, and then had to be changed and changed and changed because of different things. Now it has been tabled to discuss at the May meeting, and one suggestion was that the breakfast be held on in November to honor the veterans, because one of the foundation members said he'd really like to see foundation veterans mm-hmm. honored by this center. Mm-hmm. And so that was unanimously approved. And so they said, so this breakfast could be held then in November to honor the veterans and also just to have the breakfast. So that was that meeting.
Just to clarify on one of it, Inez mentioned something about the public address fund. And so so the foundation has a certain amount of money set aside in a restricted fund for a public address system. That was something that they thought was a priority. But when we got our new phone systems a year and a half or so ago, we actually have the functionality to, Jessica, myself, or Serena can take over all the phones in the building, and we can make an announcement. So the public address system is not needed because we have that functionality. So one of the requests that I put in for the foundation, it was approved, was to, since that restricted fund was no longer needed, to create a new restricted fund using the funds that were previously in the one for the public address system in the amount of $15,000. And they approved this. $15,000 is now in a restricted fund from the foundation to help when, because one of the priorities that we've talked about is trying to get some outdoor fitness equipment here. The foundation is on board with this, and they have allocated $15,000 into a restricted fund to help us as we're getting down that, going down that road of trying to get outdoor fitness equipment. And so that's going to be a drop in the bucket, but it's a significant drop in the bucket because then, you know, I'm going to go out and try to get other sponsorships to get this going, and it's all the hardest one is always that first one. Mm-hmm. So if you can show that, hey, I have this organization that's really behind this, that really wants to help push this forward, it's easier to get others on board. And so the foundation is number one. They have allocated $15,000 for that.
I am so not on board with that, and you and I have
we can talk later.
I
can I add one more thing? When I was going on the website and stuff, I don't know if this is something that's still being planned, but I remember we talked about the history of San Ramon.
Yeah.
So in the minutes of the planning committee for this El Nido project, or moving the El Nido house, there was a huge, not huge, but a significant write-up on the background and the history in San Ramon. So if anybody's interested, it's on the website.
Great, thank you. Parks and Community Services, Evelyn?
I was indisposed and did not go.
Okay. And City Council, I have on the December 12th meeting, there was an approval of a new salary range schedule for part-time temporary employees, classification within the Parks and Community Services. So, yay for you guys.
Oh, it doesn't affect me.
Me neither.
Not you either.
You guys aren't temporary, part-time, so that's, but you do have employees.
Yes.
So.
And this is, a lot of this is relating to the state's increase in minimum wage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Increase in minimum wage.
Have you had to lose people here?
No. Okay, and then special presentations, recognition of the San Ramon Cricket Association. They were tournament champions of International Youth Cricket Tournament. And then public comment. There was the comment regarding some of the stuff you were going through, regarding the final map and authorizing the mayor to execute a subdivision improvement agreement for the preserve project. And the first speaker wanted City Council to know that Cal Atlantic was now owned by Lenmar, and Cal Atlantic was the entity that was in charge of all that project, but now it's owned by Lenmar. So the improvement agreement has not been completed. This was in December, and the final approval was contingent on the meeting of the all the terms per Cal Atlantic. So the question was, now that it's with Lenmar, will they have to start again? And no, they won't. And one of those provisions was the reduction of the number of units, and that was from 940 to 618. That was the total for that project. And so that's okay. And the second speaker asked the council to have the plan drafted up and explained to the public before approving any agreement to satisfy the questions from the citizens. So the speaker wanted it very transparent, said it should be posted on the website so that people that have the questions can find the answers. So I guess from what you said, it's all posted on, so it's good. And then the city council appointments. Mayor Clarkson nominated Phil Alone for the San Joaquin Regional Rail Joint Powers Authority, which is for the Tri-Valley. And they're talking about like ACE and connecting with BART and all that stuff. And that's, I think, been talked about for years. That sounded like, but I guess they're really getting onto it now. And three resolutions pertaining to the implementation of the new enterprise resource planning system were presented and approved without discussion. And the MC program, PG&E doesn't pay for energy system savings, selling power back, but MCE does. And the city has agreed to go with MCE for power. And Altamont is replacing small windmills with large windmills because they are more environmentally safe. Apparently they don't affect the birds as much if they're bigger. And the jazz series, which I attended, I don't know if any of the rest of you did, but it was very successful. And that was in December. Then foundation, January 9th, again with Faria, the preserve, landscaping and lighting for the new improvements. The expenditure was approved for that. To prepare and file engineer's report for public hearing. And then unfinished business, approving the final map and to execute subdivision 9456 improvement agreement for the preserve again. And so it was like, that's been, since I've been attending city council meetings, this project has.
It's a huge project.
There's been, and lots of angry people at some of the presentations. And then again, from public comment on this, Jim Blickenstaff, who's is with the Sierra Club, he speaks at a lot of these meetings, presented a question to the council. He wants, the post asks about posting of mitigation on improvement of visuals regarding landscaping of the preserve be required from developers, and a name of who to contact regarding priorities be indicated, because he said he'd been having trouble. If he wanted to ask a specific question about parts of the landscaping plan or whatever, he didn't know who to call. But they came back with that, and it is apparently on the website, who to contact, their phone numbers and their emails, et cetera, et cetera. And then City Council authorized the authorization requested to issue required proposal for solid waste and recycling services. And David Kruger presented key franchise agreement and terms, plus the RFD schedule. The current management contract ends September, and I put 2009, it's 2019, and the proposal was approved. And the financial audit report was presented and accepted as such. And let's see, when this is when Councilman Hudson mentioned, reported on the Senior Center Foundation meeting, council needs to make concerted effort to recognize foundation volunteers at the volunteer dinner by name and number of hours volunteered. And I forgot to say that Councilman Hudson requested the foundation please keep track of the number of hours, which I guess they had not been, and present that to them. And then the City Council meeting on the 23rd of January, the newest police officer, Garrett Larson, was presented. Officer of the Year, Mike Richardson. Employee of the Year, Kelly Bryson. And Supervisor of the Year, Sergeant Hollis Tong. And the annual Library Advisory Committee report was presented and accepted. Note the Library Foundation needs members. And they asked, please, anybody who can, please join up. And the public hearing, introduction of ordinance amending section B8-45, increase in speed limits, authorizing the Public Works Director to erect signs establishing speed limits on various streets and roads. So a big study has been conducted, and they are increasing the speed limit on, and I brought this in, the streets where it will be, the roads where it will be are here. And there's the person who presented really did a nice job of showing how they had gone about it, etc. But there was a request that community or neighborhood education sessions be held so that the people be told, I mean, how this came about in the studies and why the speed limits are increasing. Because there was some pushback from some of the council members about, you know, as soon as you increase the speed limits, people will drive over those, and then you'll have to increase and continue. Mm-hmm. But apparently not, from the studies that were done, this actually did not happen when they were increasing.
So I don't think it's in effect yet. No. I think it's later in February.
Well, the public hearing will be in, I think, March, I think. And then the city's manager's comments, the entrance to City Hall, I don't know if any of you have driven by there, it's all blocked off. And it should be finished in, 2 to 4 weeks, so.
Should be soon.
Mm-hmm. The concrete has been poured, but it needs to cure, and then it needs to be cleaned. Or if you want to pass it on.
Oh, yeah.
And then it will be open, and we can go in and park there again. The bridge fee increase, which you may have heard about or seen in the paper, will be on the ballot in June. And then $12 million has been approved by Transportation Board for the completion of Highway 84 from Sunol to Isabel Road in Livermore. The estimated completion is in 2 years. So those are council meetings. And Library Advisory, we don't have a report, and we don't have a memo.
When do they meet?
Do you have yours handy here?
I
I don't have it right here. I can tell you. It's quarterly.
And is it daytime or nighttime?
It's evening.
7 p.m., January, April, July, and October. The third Thursday.
Where is it?
At the library.
Yeah, it's our library.
Yeah.
The third Thursday quarterly at 7 p.m.?
7 p.m., huh?
I could do that.
Oh, great, okay.
Thanks, Kristy.
And Teen Council, Ethelyn?
Well, I didn't go to their January meeting either for the same reason. But I thought, I went to the two 5:30 meetings in November and December. And in December, the meeting started at 5:34 and ended at 6:22.
Hey, that's 50 minutes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But there were a lot of meetings that didn't get reported on because there weren't any. But it was fun. It was fun, but I couldn't go to this last one.
Okay, and we have our committee goal reports, and you've reported on the outreach meetings, and the senior plan, Vicki's reported.
Coming.
And then the history of the senior center, we have an...
I'm going to put that on the next meeting.
Great, okay. And then again, with a senior housing in San Ramon, Kristy has reported. Yeah. Okay, then representatives report. You're on, Ms. Heidi.
Okay, well, I told you they talked about the walking series and the trails challenge, just a little update about that. But the exciting thing is that the software that the city uses to manage classes and events and things is being updated. And so, Becky, are you so happy? Are you so excited? Yes, I'll take that as a yes. Okay, so they went through a lot of benchmarking of what other communities used and what the functionality, and they got bids and all that good stuff. And so they basically reported to the commission on what they were going with. So it's going to be, it looks like it'll be much more effective and much better. So
it will. It will be much better.
Civic Rec, right?
Yes.
Civic Rec. So,
so Becky, what's the hesitancy?
No, there's no hesitancy. The only hesitancy is, as with any new software, you're having to learn it and you're having to move it. It's just the transition of it. There's the functionality on that is going to be leaps and bounds ahead of where we are now. So very exciting. It's just getting us there.
Yeah, they do have a transition plan in place, which is good. So, and Steve's in charge of that, right? And Steve's good. So
Steve
I'm
and Nicole.
Sure. Oh, is Nicole in on that too? So, but the good thing is, you know, I don't know, I just feel, I mean, the city's hand was sort of forced because the company no longer supported the previous application system.
Oh.
And so they had to go out and look. So it's a blessing in disguise. But yeah, there are always those transition pains. But
yes.
I feel like it'll be good for our community that they have a much more user-friendly system.
Absolutely, it'll be great.
So that was that, and I think that's pretty much the big stuff.
Okay.
I know. It's like a record for me.
What's wrong?
It was a quick
show.
She did.
I know.
Any other reports? Okay. Our next meeting is scheduled for March 5th at 10 a.m. And I will be out of the country, so not at that meeting, but for when you meet in February.
Okay.
For the outreach.
Yep. Meeting's adjourned.
Meeting's adjourned.